Blog Talk Radio.
And I tell you to read that
Excuse me, I have to belch. I'm old school, and I'm telling you this because my father told me to feed his sheep, and I didn't know how to feed his sheep other than to read out of the Bible straight to you all. And I'm glad that you are listening to whoever you are. Hopefully, you will learn something that I may say. I'm reading out of the book of 1 Samuel. I've read the books before until I got to 1 Samuel. I started at Genesis, and this is my third time reading it. My first time reading it in depth to you, sheep. And I ask that you have the three P's ready in handy. We use them. They say, what are the three P's? They are your pen, pencil, and paper. Now, some of you younger folks are smarter than that. You have something that's called a notebook or pad. And I'm not familiar with these things. I can barely just open up my computer. I'm smart enough to do that, as well as I will read the book of Samuel. But I ask that you all forgive me because of a lot of the words I may not be able to pronounce. And I will try my best to pronounce. I'm doing what my Father in heaven told me. And I tell you, I am constantly under attack from Satan. That's because I'm doing what my Father in heaven told me to do. He said, feed his sheep. And I only thought that's reading out of the Bible to his sheep. And on my computer, I say I am in Judges chapter 20, but I read that to you all about 3 weeks ago. And I am in 1 Samuel chapter 8 today. And I would try to read to you, but I must tell you that in the last week or two, a lot of people in my family has been attacked, and I knew that I have been, and I'm trying my best to come back to where I was about 3 weeks ago or a month ago. Remember, when I got sick about 3 years ago, I tell you it was hard for me to speak. And it was hard then, and it is hard now. And I am really doing my best to read to you all, sheep. I want you to go to 1 Samuel chapter 8. And if you have to record it, or I want you to read it for yourself, and that way you can pronunciate the words that I may not pronunciate correctly. So let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8, and I will start reading to you until I am finished. And hopefully I will be finished. And it came to pass when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judge over Israel. Now the same men of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. Then were judges. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre. Lucre is money, or bribes, or whatever. And took bribes and perverted judgment. Well, they didn't carry out the judgment correctly. Then all the children, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel in Rehob, in Ramah, and said to him, "Behold, absent." And said unto him, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the other nations." So in the book of 1 Samuel, you will learn that the Israelites got a king, verse 6. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voices of the people." Hearken means to listen to the voices of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have rejected, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me. So God is saying to Samuel, that have listened to the people, that excuse me, but they have not rejected you, but rejected me, that I should not reign, and reign means to rule over them. So, go to verse 8. Accordingly to all the works which they have done since the day I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me, they left me, or abandoned me. That's what forsaken means, and served other gods. And do they also unto thee? So he's saying, God is telling Samuel that the people have left him as well as Samuel, and they are serving other gods. Now therefore, hearken unto their voices, their voice, listen to their voice, howbeit yet profess seriously or honestly unto them, and show the matter of the king that shall reign over them. Reign over means to rule, and it's spelled R-E-I-V-N, but it's pronounced like reign, and it means to rule, among other words, and that they are going to rule over them. They're going to pick a king to rule over them. Verse 10, and Samuel tell all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of king that shall reign over you. Remember, reign means to rule over you. That's what I tell you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots to be his horsemen, and some shall rule, some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariot. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries. They are best bakers making pastries or ice cream. That's what confectionery means. And to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take the fields of your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his service. And he will take 1/10 of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men service and your maid service and your goodest young men and your asses. You know, asses, somebody, are, in other words, donkeys, and put them into work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and he shall be, and you shall be his servants, and you shall cry out of. Let me read verse 18 again for you. And hopefully you will understand. I have been having a difficult time trying to speak because I was not taking the medication that my doctor had given me. But I have started to take it now so that I can get my speech back. And I'm glad that I said that because the devil was trying to take my speech away from me. It just came up on me all of a sudden. You know, my speech left. And that's how the devil does. I was talking and doing well and recovering well. But now I stopped taking my medicine. I never did want to take any medicine because I, by the Lord, by his strength, I am healed. That's what I believe. And that's so I am trying to do as much as I can for him. I was on verse 18. Let's pick it up here. I am in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 18. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you shall have chosen you. I should have read that right. Let me read it once more. And hopefully I will read it correctly. And you shall cry out in that day because your king, which you shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "Nay, but we have a king over us, and we also may be like all the other nations, and that our king," excuse me, see, I had to belch, "and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Hearken unto their voice." Listen, hearken means to listen unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, "Go you, every man, unto his city." That's the reading of chapter 8. Now, hopefully you understood that as well as I tried to read it for you. See, I want to move on to chapter 9. Now, there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Ebal, and the son of Zerah, the son of Bethrah, the son of Abadiah, a Benjamite, and mighty among men, and the son, and he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man, a man goodly, and there was not among the children of Israel a gooder person than he, for from his shoulders and upwards he was higher than many of the people. So he was like a tall person. And the asses, and remember, asses, another word for asses is donkey. What was that noise outside? Oh, Lord. It has distracted me for a moment. Let's get back to chapter 9, verse 3. And the asses were donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost, And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee and arise to seek the asses, arise to seek the donkeys. And he passed through Mount Ephraim and through a land of Lisa, let me spell it for you. S-H-A-L-I-S-H-A. Shalisa. But they found them not. And they passed through the land of Shalem. It's spelled S-H-A-L-I-M. And they were not. And he passed through the land of Benjamin, and they found them not. And when they were come to Zorah, I would say Zupah, it's spelled Z-U-P-H. Saul said to his servant that was with him, come, let us return, lest my father be caring what the asses in take up for us. Let me read verse 5 again. So hopefully I can read it better to you. And when they came up to the land of Zupah, that's spelled Z-U-P-H, Saul said to his servant that was with him, come, let us return, lest my father be caring toward the asses. And you know, you can say donkeys instead of asses, and take thought for us. And he said unto him, behold, there is a city, a man of God, and he is honorable, and he is an honorable man. All that he said cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Thither means over there, or up there, or leave this place. Pre-adventure, that means perhaps he can show us our way that we can go. Then said Saul to his servant, behold, if we go, what shall we bring to the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered, and said, behold, I have at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way beforehand, that means previously or formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come, let us go up to the seer. And a seer is like a prophet, is the prophet. That's what a seer is. And he that is called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Saul, and his servant well said, come, let us go up. So they went up to the city where the man of God was. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found a young maiden going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, he is. And I don't think that that sentence should read like that, because of the previous sentence, they found a young maiden's own. I read it wrong. They found young maidens going out to draw water. Is there a seer? And they answered them and said, he is. They said, he is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as he came into the city, you shall straightway find him before he goes up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he come, because he do bless the food, and afterwards they eat that be bitten by be bitten. Now therefore get you up, for this is time you shall find him. And they went up into the city, and when they came into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. Now the Lord has told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send a young man out to the land of Benjamin, and he shall, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may serve the people out of the land of Philistine. For I have looked upon the people, because their cry is come unto me. When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord, and said to him, behold, the man whom I speak, spake to thee is off. Let me read verse 17 again. And the Lord, and when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same reign over my people. So our Father in heaven will telling Samuel, this is the same man that shall rule over my people or be a king over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before unto the high place, for you shall eat meat. Let me read verse 19 over before you seek to hear, so that you can get a better understanding. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me this day, and tomorrow I will let thee go and will tell thee all the things that is in thine heart. As for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire? And let me read the Saturday verses, verse 20 again. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not your mind on them. They are found, and on whom is all the desire of Israel? It is not on thee and on thy father's house. And Saul answered and said, Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family is least of all the families of Benjamin. Wherefore then thou speakest thou to me? And Samuel said this to Saul, all these servants are brought and brought them unto the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among. Were bitten that were about 30 persons. So he made them sit in the highest places, the chiefest places. For instance, where he would have a politician or a dignitary to sit. That's what chiefest means. So he said, in the highest places among them that were bitten, that were about 30 pieces, persons, bitten was there. And Samuel said unto all the cooks, bring me the portion I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, set it by thee. And his cooks took up the shoulder and broth that was upon it and set it before Saul. It's interesting. And Samuel said, behold, that which is left that is before thee in Eden. For unto this time has it been kept for thee, since I said, I have invited the person. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day, and when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul up on the top of the house. And that rose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day, and Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send it away. And Saul rose and went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. Abroad means everywhere, and then went away or elsewhere. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servants pass on before us. And he passed on, but stand thou still a while, that I may show you thee the word of God. So that is the reading of chapter 9. And I want you to seek to read chapter 10 and 11. So the next time I'm on this Friday at 5 o'clock, you will know what I'm reading about. But chapters 8 and 9 are very significant and important. You learn that the Lord had chosen Samuel, or Saul had chosen Samuel. I'm saying that backwards. Samuel had chosen Saul to rule over the people of Israel. That's what we learned today. Let's have a closing prayer. Father, thank you for all the protection that you give us day and night. Especially thank you for making me better able to speak. My speech was taken away because I failed to take a medicine that the doctor had given so much for bringing me back, my Father. And Satan does not have the glory because I am still reading and talking as best as I can. In Yeshua's name, amen. Remember, in James chapter 4, verse 15, this the Lord's will, I will be with you Friday. Also, I want you to go to Google Play, Apple Play, iTunes, and Apple Play, and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. Remember, God loves you all, and I love you as well. See you next time. Talk with you next time.
And don't let them fall. other side of the road.
Let me find my
love one another,
chapter.
That heaven might find a place in their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.